Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Marv Thornberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Vierals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Vierals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards short. Vierals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Vierals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vierals hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Pignatano settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pignatano. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Vierals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vierals is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauer moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Bauer moves to third. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clem Chalk scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik bunts towards first. Clem Chalk juggles the ball. That's an error on Clem Chalk. Gardner moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to third. Kralik moves to second. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobek hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Allison reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Twins. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clem Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clem Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Clem Chalk strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-0 in the game. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klimchuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kralik for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bauer, who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Gardner scores. It's 7-0, Twins. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dabek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Dabek hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wickersham. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Don Larson pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Dabek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornberry moves to second. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klimchuk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bauer. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dobek. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Pignatano moves to third. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pignatano scores. It's 7-1, Twins. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Dobek hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to third. It's 9-1, Twins. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 3 in the game. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Keegan now pitching. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 4 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Verhaals reaches second base with a double. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Pignatano and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Verhaals scores. It's 10-1, Twins. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Twins. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Dobek is called out on strikes. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing third base. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pignatano hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Bauer moves to third. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.